No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Dennis. We're here for show number two from Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. Red, white, and blue, 52. 52 years of Sun and Fun. So much that we have to do multiple broadcasts to give you a little pass to what's been going here and going on here at the event. We're still on day one, by the way, of a six-day event. So there's so much to cover. That's why we're spreading it out over several shows and catching up with some friends. We got our Nick here from MyGoFlight with us, and we always come by the MyGoFlight.com website booth and say hi to Nick. Just say hi, Nick.
Hi, what's happening?
Yeah, but he's dishing us off to Jazz because Jazz is the one in the
know.
Product
expert. Nick,
what's
he's
that?
A product expert.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's like, Nick is he delegates to people like Jazz. Like, you do all the work, he takes all the credit, right?
Yep. Yeah, no. We're all team.
Yes, I know. I kid. So, but I wanted to come by the MyGoFlight booth because you guys are always doing something new.
Yeah.
And right here on the front display here in their booth at Sun and Fun, they got, that suction cup mounting system that we've seen over the last few years. You press the little button, it keeps the suction up, and then you put your mount on it. In the cockpit, hold your phone, iPads, whatever you want to mount. That's what you guys specialize in. But this thing looks all high-tech and computerized. What is going on with that?
So in our quest to continuously innovate, we really sat down and said, what was our core product? And the suction cup has been there since day one.
Right.
So we wanted to say, how could we make this better? How could we make it safer? How could we make it cooler? So if you swing by the booth, you'll see we have a bowling ball. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yes, it doesn't fit. It's Sun and Fun quite but it does turn ahead. Like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, so we're highlighting our new Suction E Pro. This is a smart suction cup. How could a suction cup be smart? So what it is, it's an electronic suction cup.
Yeah.
So instead of pumping or pressing down like you normally would,
right,
you're going to suck down at the push of a button.
Okay, so it's electronic.
Electronic, so no more fidgeting, no more monitoring, looking back at your suction cup. It does it all for you.
Right, the older style, which works really, really well, they have a little manual button, you press it, and then there's a line. Once it slowly eases out, you got to push it again.
Yeah.
But it stays pretty solid, but over time, flying around, moving around, it slowly but surely does leak.
Yes.
Right? But this one electronically suctions, and then it keeps sucking when it loses that little amount of air, like repumps again, and keeps it sucked on there good and strong.
What I'll show you here, so we're applying suction at the push of a button.
Nice, that's pretty, it's a small little button, press it just like you had a button on an iPhone or something.
Yep.
And then you hear it, can you hear it when it's sucking? I don't know.
Yeah, you can hear it.
A little compressor inside this little body, it's pretty small, it's not much bigger than the regular suction cup.
Yeah, same
form
factor. We wanted to keep
the
same profile.
Yeah.
And so now what this guy does is if you lose suction, and we'll show you here, so we're releasing suction.
Yeah. Okay, it has a little tab you can pull it up.
Suck right back down.
Okay. So when you're flying around and things move around, air pressure changes from taxiing, taking off and being up at altitude.
Yes.
And it affects the suction cup that you have your stuff mounted to. This thing will constantly keep it sucked on there, and it'll never come off if you don't want it to.
Until you want it to.
Yeah, it has actually a little LED screen on here too. What is that? Battery life.
We're showing battery life. We're showing suction strength. We're showing whether the motor's on and whether the valve is open or closed.
Well, that's kind of cool. So that's the Flex Suction E Pro, and that's what, a couple $100 thereabouts, or
$249. Running show specials all week. So
there you go. All right. And then, of course, you still have the traditional ones that are quite capable in their own right. So this is like the new and improved.
Yes.
If you have a bowling ball you want to lift and carry with you, and you don't have to worry about dropping it on your toes, you want to get the Flex Suction E Pro as opposed to the standard one. So you got that. You got some stuff with Starlink too, one of those Starlink systems, or what?
So Starlink Mini, really hot topic in general aviation right now. Great tool to use. Right now there's a little bit of controversy with the pricing, but we think it's here to stay.
So we
have a bunch of different solutions to, again, safely and easily mount the Starlink Mini.
Okay, so you just mount it with the different type of, whether, is it the suction cup mount too for that?
Yeah, so our Starlink adapter, it uses the hardware that comes in your Starlink box. We add our puck adapter, and that allows you to interface with any MyGo flight mount.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, and yeah, that is the future. For if you want to have full internet in your flight and, you know, in your plane, you'll be good to go. Do you help them at all with the subscription stuff, or that's a separate category? And
that'll be a separate, that's a separate category.
You just help them with the hardware
setup. Just, we just do the mounting side.
Right, right. So, and then of course you got the luggage. Is there anything new with the MyGo flight luggage systems? What do you got over here? I'm looking.
So
I have a couple
of
these.
One of our best-selling bags is our PLC Commuter. So this is our kind of grab-and-go bag.
Yep, I have one of those. It's awesome.
A problem with our bigger bags is you have 50 pockets and you're going to stuff them all.
Right, as we do as pilots and aviation enthusiasts.
We took our bag and we really cleaned it up. We added some headset hooks to keep you organized.
Okay.
It comes with a separator to keep your headset separate, as well as some internal pockets to keep things organized.
Gotcha. So you just added, made the space more organized inside.
So just continuously improving on a classic.
Right. And this stuff is indestructible. I've taken it through the ringer and back. And you've gotten rid of the hard cases, I think, have you? Or are you still running those or no?
Yeah, working on some improvements there, as well as trying to focus on our mainline stuff.
Gotcha. So here at Sun and Fun, we got great weather, great traffic here on day one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's been busy. It's rocking. The hangars are rocking, so definitely make sure.
How has business been overall from your perspective? From economy standpoint, are you seeing a lot of activity on the website and sales and things? Like, people are pretty enthusiastic, like they're looking optimistic, as opposed to like, oh gosh, the sky has fallen. What's your take on that kind of thing?
No, we're seeing optimism. I think general aviation is a passion hobby, so I don't think it's gonna take a lot more to kill that passion.
Exactly. It's gonna take a lot to take the wind out of the sails or from below the wing for this aviation community to get down in the dumper about anything. And people I've been talking to so far are super optimistic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great show.
Yeah.
I think this could be a great sign for the future, I hope. Let's cross our fingers. That's what we're gonna continue to see, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great show. It's a great kickoff to the flying season, so.
What is the number one selling item here at MyGoFlight? Can you even tell me that, or is that privileged information?
Number one selling item at MyGoFlight are classic yoke mount.
They're just classic yoke mount, just so you can mount your phone, iPad, that kind of thing, and just clips on, those type of things?
Just grabs your yoke tube, comes up and over the controls, easy.
Simple, effective. Don't break it, it ain't broke kind of thing. And you guys have been having those for a year and pretty much have the market cornered, don't you?
Exactly. One of our first mounts, we really haven't touched it since it came out. And it continues to work, continues to sell.
There you go. And the Starlink adapter system, is this like a kit you just buy? And it has all the mounting stuff that you need, or it depends on your aircraft and yoke system or something, or what?
For the Starlink?
So
for the Starlink adapter, it's just this little small pump.
Oh, that's all it is.
And that works with the hardware you get in your Starlink mini box.
Yeah.
And that lets you this
mount to the MyGo flight system.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
Any MyGo flight mount.
Well, good stuff. Well, Jazz, always a pleasure, man.
Yeah,
enjoy yourself
at
Sun and Fun.
Thank you guys for stopping by.
Always. It's one of these places where we have to come by the booth. It's a tradition here at Just Plane Radio, because they're always coming out with new stuff, and we check in with them at Sun and Fun and pretty much Air Venture and get the latest on what they have to offer. You can check it out right there at mygoflight.com. We got more coming up from Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all five audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.